David, this is a place of tradition, Victorian, but a lot of new stuff. You've really been working here.
We have been working terribly hard to go away and reinvent ourselves and make ourselves more accessible to people, our living collections, our buildings, and much more importantly, to make our knowledge accessible to people. But to do that, we need to have landscapes that speak. And in a way, that's what we've created here in Windows in the World.
So how much is new here?
Well, obviously the structure itself is as it was. But what is new is the stone floor, the raised beds, the whole building's been painted. We've got these wonderful Versailles boxes. We've got the heritage bench under the window. That's new. It's based on the building's past. We know there was a bench here originally, but we've replaced it with this magnificent sandstone structure. And on top of that, we've got traditional clay pots, and inside those we've got plants that we know were growing in the building originally because they are represented in the old catalogues that's in our library. Round the side, we've got a traditional display in some ways, in that we've got raised beds, as would have been in a palm house originally, but in it, we've got a representation of all the plants in the world. It's a sort of evolutionary trail. You start right at the beginning. Look down there and you've got mosses and liverworts and ferns. And then up above, you've got one of the most primitive families that there is of flowering plants. Next to that, we've got conifers. And as you go on round the trail, you move up through the plant kingdom as plants become more and more sophisticated, through the lobelias and into the composites, and eventually ending up with orchids in the far corner. So you can travel through a million years of time walking around the edge of the palm house. And yet, I would just ask everyone to go to the middle of the building and stop and look upwards. And look at that wonderful, elegant structure. And it reflects the shape of the palms. The cast iron pillars could just as easily be a palm trunk. The arching cast iron astricles that hold and form the roof could just as easily be an arching palm frond. The building and the palms are one. So, as an entrance to Windows in the World, the Palm House really does what RBG's here to do. It explores and explains the world of plants in a simple, easily and accessible way.
And is a good precursor of all the glasshouses that are ahead of us.
Well, it's sort of come in and have a look around and see what we're all about, and once you're fired up about that, get through the door and go and explore the world at your own pace and listen to all my colleagues telling you wonderful things about what we grow and why we grow them.